The air, sand, and vibe are all electric in Puerto Rico. The resort hotel is everything you see in brochures. Of course, Iris would set me up in the best of the best. She loves pampering her playboy. I'm no fool. She needs me well rested for her greedy pussy. It's funny how shit all works out. You'd think the fact women use me for my body would affect me in the beginning, eventually dulling out to not feeling anything. But the opposite happened. It was exciting and fun in the beginning, rolling in the easy cash, and is now starting to feel more and more like a job. My long legs slide into my favorite worn pair of blue jeans, and decide a steak and a Jack and Coke will be perfect to settle the mood. The hotel bar and restaurant are humming with festive music, and all sorts of patrons, excited to be on vacation, makes me feel like a fraud. Loved ones sit together at tables, and families are laughing and making memories. I tamp all that shit down and take a seat in the corner. A server, more than eager to serve me, has a chilled, frothy beer in front of me, and my steak order already placed. I relax back in the chair, spreading my legs wide, observing my surroundings. Of course, I find myself scoping out all the gorgeous women in my age range. The damn idea of taking one back to my bed has my mind going the wrong way down a one-way street. The picking is ripe, and my dick is stirring with the mere thought. I slam my fist down on the tabletop, frustrated that all I'm hyper-focused on are chicks my age. I ain't talking ring, marriage, and all that happily ever after shit, but fun in the sheets, a bit of dating, someone to enjoy life with. Shit! I hear the voice squeal out before the cold liquid tumbles over my shoulder and right down my half-button white dress shirt, with the sleeves rolled up to my elbow. I don't have the chance to respond before a woman falls in my lap, giggling and mumbling out her apologies. The fuck? The two words slip out as I take in the scene. Raylan! A chorus of voices come my way. One of the girls steps up. I'm so sorry, sir. She's clumsy as hell. I am not. The girl in my lap, who I'm presuming is Raylan, spits back to her friends. My gaze goes between the woman as they bicker over the fall of all falls. Raylan claiming it was the damn wedge sandals her friend forced her to pay for, and her friend claiming it was her clumsiness. Really, Raylan? The bike incident that was heard around the world when you were 8? Jesus! Raylan slaps her palms over her face, not trying to move from my lap. Fine, maybe I'm a wee bit slightly-ish clumsy. Shut up, Brenna.